Good morning, I'm Adora Udoji, and this is The Takeaway.
And I'm John Hockenberry, and you know, it was just another boring October night at Fenway last night.
As Kotze robbed, now Lowry. He bounces one right side, throw goes in. Here comes Bay around third. Willits loads up, throw the plate. Red Sox win it.
And the Red Sox advance, defeating the Los Angeles Angels 3-2 on a run-scoring single with two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning in Boston. The Tampa Bay Rays also won 6-2 over the White Sox in Chicago. And to talk about the American League advance and all other things baseball, sports writer Maggie Haskins joins us here in the studio. Maggie, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
Yeah, that is so great. I mean, the Red Sox were so depressed thinking that, you know, we've tempted fate being in the playoffs yet again, and yet they advance.
Yeah, I think it's the entire Red Sox mentality somewhat changed over the past few years. For one thing, this is the third time every year the Red Sox have gone to the ALCS. They've managed to work out a walk-off against the Angels in the first round.
Right,
so
exactly.
They're setting quite a standard. I think it's going to be an interesting matchup because here they are against the Tampa Bay Rays, and everybody is still waiting for the Rays to stop playing good baseball.
Although they hiccuped here in this series. I mean, it looked like they had some nerves going for them, but they really got things under control last night. And I guess the question is the Red Sox pitching strong enough without Dice K and maybe some of the other people in the bullpen to go up against the Rays?
I think so, if only because of the experience factor. Granted, this has been held against the Rays all season. They don't have the experience, but you know, they've gone toe-to-toe with the Yankees and the Red Sox this season. They've actually won 10 out of the 18 games against right. the Red Sox. So Josh Beckett being hurt is going to probably be difficult for Game 4, but I don't think you can take anything away from the heart of that Red Sox lineup. Dustin Pedroia finally broke out of his slump. You always have David Ortiz there.
Right.
And I think they can overcome Mike Lowell's injury as well.
What about Longoria's slump on the Rays side?
I think with a new series starting at home, you have to give a guy the benefit of the doubt that he can come out of it because, you know, first playoff series for the Tampa Bay Rays, yeah. You got to expect a couple right. guys to have slumps.
So, Mags, I'm a little worried about your voice. Were you up screaming last night?
I was. There was a little bit of screaming.
A little bit of screaming.
Right.
Okay. We don't want to betray any sort of affiliation here. Quickly on the National League, the Cubs are out, but Phillies and Dodgers.
Yeah, I'm a Cubs fan, born and raised in Chicago.
Oh,
so I'm
how
still,
unfortunate for you.
Yeah,
there is no cure.
No, I'm still dealing with the anger part of the stages.
Well, the rest of the baseball universe would like you to talk about the teams that actually are going to be playing in October. Could you do that for us?
Is that okay? Okay,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Phillies-Dodgers. Intriguing matchup. Joe Torre. Yankees can't make the postseason for the 13th straight year, but he certainly can.
Joe Torre is going to make New York love the Dodgers. That's my prediction, whatever happens in this series.
Well, it's kind of funny because Yankees fans, Joe Torre, Manny Ramirez, yeah. did they ever think they would be, you know, pushing for them on the same team?
And Manny Ramirez could face the Red Sox in the series, depending on if they advance.
Well, and that's kind of Manny's dream. He loves being the center of attention, and there would be nothing greater, I think, for him than to have the entire World Series focused on him.
The only thing that would be greater would be have the entire series focused on you, Maggie.
Oh, well,
right.
Of course.
Of course.
Maggie Haskins, and the Cubs.
Our center of attention here on the Takeaway Sports Writer talking about the baseball series. The four teams are set. The pennant races are done. And next up, the World Series. Maggie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.